In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All of you who have been baptized into Christ Jesus, you may be seated. All of you who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death. You were buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised by the glory of the Father, so also you get to walk in newness of life, the life that Christ now lives in you, dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. But if we died to sin, why do the temptations of the flesh still hold sway over our thoughts and words and deeds? Why are we still persuaded by the devil's empty lies and promises? And why are we still attracted to the world's vanity and perversion? And if we have been buried with Christ in baptism, why does death still cling to us so tenaciously, bringing with it all its disease, suffering, hardship, and distress? Often, it seems as though baptism has made no difference at all in saving us from our living hell, in settling our distress, in bringing wholeness to our sinful and diseased flesh. Isn't it true that we would prefer a different kind of baptism, a different kind of Jesus, a baptism without fire, and a Jesus without winnowing fork, a baptism and a Jesus that magically sweep us away from all the suffering and hardship in this life, away from those unparsed Hebrew verbs, away from all your misery, far and away from the fear and power of death? But it's not the way it goes for us baptized. And it certainly didn't go that way for St. John. Luke tells us right from the beginning what awaits the Baptist: Herod's prison. And it gets worse after that. But still, not as bad as how it must go for the greater one whom John must baptize. His lifeblood too will be shed. His lifeblood too must be shed. A lamb prepared for slaughter is he. And this is precisely why our Lord must shed his holy and precious blood. Not to save you from your misery, but to save you in your misery. Not to transport you over the harshness of this present life, but to lead you safely through your grief and hardship, your anxieties and horrid fears. He pours out his blood on you through baptism, not to let you skip over death, but to carry you through death without a scratch into the life of the world to come. This is what it means to be baptized into the death and life of Jesus. It doesn't mean your life will be carefree, worry-free, or suffering-free, or death-free, but it means that your life is now buried in his, hidden and shielded in him, Baptism plunges you into the flesh of our Lord Christ to die, but to rise. And now, since your flesh is planted in his, let death come our way. Let temptations mount. Let sufferings arise and temptations abound. Bring it on, O death! I am baptized into Christ. Do your worst, you miserable devil. I am baptized into Christ. St. John faces nothing from Herod that he hasn't already faced in baptism and triumphed over. So also with you. Baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, united with him, and living in his life and victory, you have already overcome death and the power of the devil. You are baptized into Christ. Therefore, you've died with Christ, and you shall also live with him. For we know and are confident that Christ, having raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no dominion over him, and if death has no dominion over him, death has no dominion over you. For the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead now dwells in you and gives life to your mortal body. And this is what gives you confidence and a living hope, especially in the face of your darkest days and when you face your deepest fears. You can say with certainty, I am baptized into Christ. So the devil no longer need frighten you. Past sins no longer need haunt you. Present sufferings no longer need alarm you. Future happenings no longer need trouble you. For your life, your very flesh, your skin and bones, is hidden in Christ. You are baptized into Christ. So even though sin and death still cling to you, even though for a little while you are grieved by various trials, shout for joy and be exceedingly glad. For baptism means that through our Lord's death and resurrection, you have been born again to a new life. You now have an inheritance which does not fade away and that cannot be lost or undone by sin, which cannot be canceled by anything you endure. For in your baptism, you have received all the rights and privileges of the Son of God. You are heirs of God and have already received the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Rise. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.